and welcome to the Jim Baker Show, coming to you from the village of Morningside, USA, snuggled in the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Our special guest today is Brigitte Gabriel. Our co-host is Marcella Woodall, Mondo de la Vega, and I'm Tammy Sue Baker. And now, from Grace Street at Morningside, USA, please give a warm welcome to your host, Jim and Lori Baker.
Thank you, Tammy Sue Baker. Yeah. It's great to be back in our studio and to see you face to face.
Yes.
We were over in the basement. Tammy Sue was over here.
That's true.
So we didn't see her.
We would never see her until we saw her, like, you know, family stuff.
I would hear her every day. But now I get to see her,
that's
too.
That's right. That's right.
Well, Marcella, welcome to our show.
Yes,
my daughter.
It's exciting. It's good to be back. In the, like you said, Dad, it's so exciting for us to see you here. The staff, Morningside is just hopping. We're having fun. We've just had events here. So life is just, we're excited for what
you
God has in store.
You had a conference this last week.
We did. We had a women's conference with Mary Ann Peluso, and it was amazing.
I hear it was great.
Yes.
Yeah.
So God is doing great things.
She's got to come back, so we can offer that, because
that
people need to do that. Mondo, are you okay?
I'm doing good. I'm still here.
We're here.
We've been through a lot the last 24 hours.
Wow.
I mean, it's amazing because you never know on the other side of the camera. We're real people. I mean, someone stopped me. I think it was 2 days ago. I was at Walmart, and they couldn't believe I was shopping there, and I said, well, I'm hungry too, you know? But, you know, people forget that on the other side of the camera, we still go through the same problems as you do, and we have to live on prayer. And I tell you what, if it wasn't for faith and having, trusting God in the crisis, I don't know if we can still be here, you know? Yes. But I thank God for you, Mom, that I told someone the other day, is your resilience, right? Is that how you say it? This is my English course. Resilience, right? To persevere in the midst of crisis I have watched from afar, that when I know I'm going through crisis, I lean on the experience of
have
the
I
two
not
of you.
Taught you that through it, through television, that you're going to have problems. You're going to have warfare. You're going to have people fight you. And you're going to have to stand strong. And that's what people think being on TV will make it happy life. You know, it's the opposite.
Yeah.
There's warfare because the devil wants to kill Christian television.
That's right.
Our guest today is one of the great, great speakers of all times.
She really
Brigitte
is.
Brigitte Gabriel. Mm-hmm. And this is her book, Rise in Defense of Judeo-Christian Values and Freedom. This book is a firebrand for God.
Yes.
And I'm thrilled to have her back with us today. She's out traveling again as the airplanes are letting you fly again and things are happening.
As the country's opening up, yes.
Brigitte Gabriel is the chairwoman of ActForAmerica.org. Mm-hmm. She's a national security analyst, a New York Times best-selling author, and her latest bestseller is In Defense of Judeo-Christian Values and Freedoms. So please welcome back to our program, Brigitte Gabriel.
I am so excited to be back with you. It is wonderful. This is like a family reunion.
It is.
It is.
We love
you. We're so thrilled to see you. You're looking so good.
You are.
And we're glad that you...
Thank you.
You've been having warfare. You have warfare. Now, you always smile, but you are a warrior.
Yes,
can I put it that way?
Amen.
You really have fought the fight. And from your birth till now, I think you have fought fights. You win, and you're out helping people, and America needs to hear your voice.
Yes, amen.
Thank you. It's important to speak up. It's important to speak the truth. And when you speak the truth, people come out of the woodwork trying to silence you or hurt you, at least evil people, because evil dwells when good people do nothing. And when you speak up to defend the good, evil comes out to fight you. So if you're doing something good, people are going to attack you. They're going to silence you. They're going to hate you. They're going to send you hate mail. They're going to send you death threats. But that's when we know we're doing something right. And Jim, you've been through this your whole life, so you know exactly what I'm talking about.
That's right. That you are so right. And, you know, Lori's under a real attack, and I want you to pray for Lori, because I'm telling you, she's going to have to put it in her book, because our new book is coming out. But you've been through warfare with me.
Oh, yeah.
And but you end up in your own warfare sometime where people are trying to hurt you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I always wondered, why don't they just leave us alone? You know, why can't people? Why does people want to tear, like Heritage USA? Why did they want to tear it down? Mm-hmm. Why did they want to bring it to the ground? And they did. They closed it down. And they put me in prison. Why? It was one of the greatest places on earth. I mean, I loved it, and I loved the people being there. There was millions of people came there, and it was wonderful. Mm-hmm. But yet, there's a spirit of Antichrist people.
Yes.
And so when you're fighting warfare, and Brigida's been fighting warfare, in fact, your organization was accused and came under attack, shutting down the way you accept donations, basically the same way that our organization was almost shut down.
Exactly, Jim. You know, my organization, ActForAmerica.org, ActForAmerica.org, we're the largest national security organization in the country. We stand for freedom. We stand for the Constitution. We stand for the Constitution. We stand with law and order. We stand with our police. We believe in secure borders. We believe in reforming our immigration. And nowadays, in socialist America, because we're heading that way, under this new leadership, when you speak for these things, when you speak for the good old-fashioned way of what made America great, people try to silence you. They want to shut you down. And that's what happened to us. They tried to silence us because my organization, Act for America, has helped pass 112 bills on the federal level and the state level to protect America. So we not only educate, but we're actually passing bills to protect the country, to defend our police, to protect our institutions, to protect our constitution, to secure our border. And the left does not want that. And they were able to hurt us big time, but thankfully, God provided, and we were able to build our own email system. We were able to build our own database. We were able to build back infrastructure. And because of their attacks, we were able to invest the money and build our own. So God took an event which was used to destroy us to build us back bigger, stronger, more secure, more effective, where the enemy cannot silence us anymore. And I urge people, if you want to stand with us, go to actforamerica.org and stand with us. Get involved. Become a voice affecting your community and our nation.
Amen. You're so right.
Amen.
Bridget. Yeah. Marcella, you have done just exactly what she is doing and has done.
Yes.
You rebuilt our systems,
yes.
And I say you and your
team
built it back, and I just kept saying, do it, do
That's
it,
right.
do it.
And you know what's
Here
amazing,
I was in
Dad?
Bed
Brigitte
dying
was
almost.
On the show right as the attack, the very moment within days of our credit card processing, everything came to a halt. And when you go through these trials, we sat there wondering, God, what do we do? We've never been through this. When Brigitte was on the show, we had a talk after, and she helped guide us. She helped our organization. We linked together and started saying, there is a way, but she brought us hope. Because we felt like we were all in this by ourselves. It was extreme warfare, extreme attack, and you felt you were going down. But when you know others, this is why you keep saying, Dad, we must come together. We must put all of our differences aside as believers, and the only way we're going to survive this is by coming together and standing upon the truth and the word of God and what we have been called to do.
Amen.
And they're using politics. They're using the courts.
Absolutely.
They're using all the agencies of government to shut down the church. And now they want to take over all of that and use it to shut the mouths of the gospel, to shut the word of God.
That's right.
And it's important that we stand together.
We have to stand together.
And we all work together. I want you to talk a little bit about what's going on right now in America, Bajit. We're going to get into your book, but share about what you feel about the current temperature of where America is right now and what we're going through as a nation.
America is standing on a cliff right now, and America is depending on good patriots like you, like me, and like the millions who are watching us right now anywhere in the country, or any American anywhere in the world. America is leaning on us to support her and keep her standing. Because right now, the country is being transformed before our very eyes. The flag that once flew on every street corner as a symbol of freedom is now considered a hate symbol on college campuses. Our police are under attack. It's like the world is turned upside down. And we need to stand up and fight this fight. And America is counting on us. We have the Constitution on our side. We have our Bill of Rights on our side. Our founding fathers, in their wisdom, gave us the most incredible tools to build on and stand on the greatest nation on the face of the planet, to be able to spread justice, to spread freedom, to change the world. America is a beacon of light to the world. And right now, America haters, the radical left, the Antifa, the enemies of America from outside, whether it's China, Iran, Russia, we're fighting not only an enemy within, but we're fighting the enemies on the outside who are now seeing America becoming weaker or weak under Biden. So you have Iran, China, Turkey, North Korea. You've got all these people watching us from afar, waiting and watching what Biden is going to do. They know Biden is not going to react, and that's why the Middle East is falling apart. China and Iran just signed a 25-year deal pact agreement together where China's giving Iran $400 billion. So now Iran's going to be flushed with cash to commit more terrorism around the world and be a pain in the neck of the United States and Israel. But the whole world is watching America weaker, and the whole world is paying the price. And that's why I say now more than ever, we need to speak the truth. Do not be silenced. You've got to speak up when you are around your lefty friends and they are complaining about this, that, and the other, and they feel free to talk. And you find yourself being silenced, like, well, maybe I shouldn't say anything. I don't want to offend them. If you keep silent when your lefty friends are punching you and bombarding you with all their bad behavior and bad news, if you don't speak up, you are a part of cancel culture. We are of cancel culture because people are afraid to speak up, to stand up, to take action, to become an activist, and to make their voice heard. And that needs to stop.
That's right. That's excellent.
Last week, our enemy shut down one of our main pipelines for the gasoline for America. Again, we've seen lines at the pumps, and gas prices, some have gone to $4 to $5 a gallon. Absolutely. For the price of gas, and it's going to go up. And what happened? Our president, the first thing he did, our new president, literally canceled the pipelines.
Yes.
The Alaska pipeline is shut down.
Yeah.
We, for the first time, a few years ago, when our President Trump took over, he put in the ability to pump gas again. The Alaska pipeline. Mm-hmm.
Right.
All of this coming together. But all of this, we were on top of,
yes, we were,
of gas, mm-hmm, of having the fuel. And now we're on the bottom again. Mm-hmm. We have lines. Did you see all the lines at the pumps?
Listen, over 1,000 gas stations in the southeast are reported to be running out of fuel.
Mm-hmm.
Who would ever, even in the right mind, when the President Trump was in office, we were looking at the future of America being the first ones there. Let me give you one headline just to accompany what you guys are talking about, because this is American military news stating this headline: 120 retired military flag officers are warning U.S. under assault by socialists, Marxists, urges Americans to fight back. And I quote, "We urge all citizens to get involved now at the local, state, or national level to elect political representatives who will act to save America."
Regine, do you feel that America is at a crossroads with all of this, what's happening with the leadership falling apart, that with the communistic takeover of this country, really, it's a spirit of communism in this country right now?
That's exactly what it is. And look, we are feeling the results. I was one of those people who sat in the gas line for 3 hours, going through four different gas stations to be able to put gas in my car, 10:30 at night, all afternoon and all evening, trying to find gas. I live on the East Coast. I live in Virginia. So the whole East Coast, and that was out of one pipeline that was shut down. So can you imagine how vulnerable we are as a nation? That we have the deep state is running the country. Our enemies know that. We have an empty suit sitting at the White House, and we don't even know if he's sitting at the White House, and it doesn't really matter, because it's not Joe Biden who's running the country, it is the deep state. And that's why those generals who put out this letter, they understand what's at stake. They have been trained, they have served our nation, they paid their dues, and they are watching the country fall apart from within and from outside. And that's why they ask people to become involved on the local level, on the state level, as well as on the national level. And I tell people, sign up to join groups in your community, whatever group you are driven to join. Now is the time we need to come together to stop the socialists, because the socialists are no longer on the outside. It's no longer communist China trying to attack America. The socialists now are our neighbors who live in our neighborhood. It is the people who are calling our local city council, or even who are serving on our city council, who are serving as our mayors, who are serving as our state delegates and state elected officials. And also remember, it is the city council members who vote to defund the police. It is the mayors who tell the police to stand down. It is the state delegates who vote on using Dominion machines in your state. And that's why we are telling people mobilize on the local level. We are getting back to community organizing 101. I know conservatives are not familiar or are not comfortable with the community organizing phrase. They think, oh, that's what the left does. Well, you know what? It works. That's why the left does it. And that's why we need to do it. So with my organization, Act for America, actforamerica.org, we are now organizing groups nationwide, and we are training people within our own groups to start running for city council, run for school board, run for mayors in your community, run for state elected officials to become a state delegate. We will train you. We will mentor you. We will give you the tools to make you most effective. Go to actforamerica.org and click on Get Involved. Sign up to become an activist or sign up to start a group in your community. And we will hold your hand and take it from there. So together, we can work together on the local level, the state level, and the national level to take back our country and stop the socialists and the communists from destroying our country from within.
Amen. Wow. Amen. Wow. Amen.
I have what we call a book trailer talking about your book.
The story of America is one of people who have made their dreams come true by realizing that the time for action is always now.
America, as we know it, is being transformed before our very eyes. Western civilization and the values it was founded upon are under attack from enemies both abroad and from within. Unvetted immigration is rampant. The flag is considered a hate symbol on college campuses. Traditional family values are attacked, and Antifa terrorists and more are gaining a foothold in communities across America. Is our nation at the crossroads of irreversible consequences, or is there still time to rise? Rise and defend the heart and soul of this nation. Rise and fight for freedom of speech and democracy, and for the Judeo-Christian values and freedoms this great nation was founded upon. From Brigitte Gabrielle, leading terrorism expert and New York Times best-selling author of Because They Hate and They Must Be Stopped, comes Rise, in defense of Judeo-Christian values and freedom. in her most explosive book to date. She takes you from Europe to the Middle East, from Washington, D.C. to Israel, revealing explosive information that every American needs to hear. Sean Hannity writes, "If you're a concerned American who wants to know the truth, you need to read this book." Judge Jeanine Pirro says, "Rise is a must-read for every American." Dinesh D'Souza, "Rise is a searing truth-telling expose." And finally, Michelle Nelkin, "Heed her warnings, follow her lead." Understand why this matters for your family and your personal freedom, and learn what you can do to fight the forces that aim to undermine our great nation. A nation which defeated the mighty British to gain the independence that helped defeat Hitler, that beat the menacing Soviet Union, put a man on the moon, and changed the world forever. Don't sit back and watch the greatest country the world has ever known slowly fade away. Become an instrument of change with Rise, in defense of the Judeo-Christian values and freedom. Get your copy and rise.
Order this book today. It is a book for $25.
That's right, $25 donation
well,
to the ministry.
Well, it's not just the book. The book is a $25 book.
That's right.
And it's a hardback edition of Rise. And it also has video, doesn't it?
That's right. We're also including in this offer for a $25 love gift to the ministry, the Confronting Terrorism. It's a 2-DVD set as a free bonus when you order the book, Rise.
That's right. And it includes shipping and handling.
That's right.
So call us right now at 1-888-988-1588.
Are we losing our freedom of speech in America?
Yes, we are. We are. And this is why we're fighting so hard, Jim. And you know this very well, because when you speak the truth, the enemy is watching every word we say. You know, they're watching us right now. This conversation that we are having on this show, they are waiting to pounce on any word out of line. Whatever happened to let's agree to disagree? Whatever happened to come, let's reason together and debate ideas? And this is why the subtitle of my book is Rise in Defense of Judeo-Christian Values and Freedom. Most people don't realize that Judeo-Christian values are the bedrock of Western civilization. They are the bedrock of our freedom in the United States. That's where our freedom to debate ideas come from, because the Bible says, come, let's reason together. You know, and the Old Testament and Israel right now, there are people today sitting around debating the Talmud, debating the Torah, and learning how you can look at a verse in different ways so we can be better, so we can learn every angle of every verse. And this is what made Western civilization great. You know, you and I can come together, can sit around the table with a lot of other friends, we can debate ideas, and we all agree to respectfully disagree, but, you know, and move away. That's how we grow as a country. Right now, we don't have that. The left, who does not agree with pretty much every single thing you and I believe and agree on, as people who come from the Christian faith and believe that there's a God watching our actions and we are accountable for our life and the way we live and the way we speak. The left who doesn't agree with anything we agree with are out to destroy our message, because they know our message is the firewall between the old great America and their way and them to destroy America. So we are the firewalls. And all of you Christians out there, this is the time to start speaking up. This is the time to start becoming more, speak up more boldly, more authoritatively, stand on the word. If the truth is with us, who can be against us? We can stand and we can fight, and we've got God on our side, and we've got our founding fathers on our side. We've got the history of America on our side. Now is the time to speak up, because we need to speak up now before it's too late. And if you think it was bad 2 years ago when you and I were together, Lori and Jim and Mondo and Marcella, talking about this when I was with you in Springfield 2 years ago, now it's even worse. This is how fast things are deteriorating, and this is why our audience need to speak up. And what makes my book Rise so different and so effective than any other book, the book that you're offering on your show right now, is I not only educate about the problem, because people need to understand what we are fighting so they can pray better, but at the end of every chapter, I have a section titled Rise Up and Act, where I give 3 things you can do under 10 minutes to make a difference for the country, and you can do them sitting in your pajamas in the morning, sipping a cup of coffee, whether making a phone call, whether sending an email, I make it so easy for you to take action. You need to have next to your nightstand the Bible and this book.
It's good.
So good.
Wow. So good.
The book is a $25 book, but you're getting the whole package for $25. A video like this would be $20 at least.
Yes.
And so you get the video free, basically, with a $25 book.
Mm-hmm.
And so you're getting a special deal. And now they put on the screen that you get three books.
That's the friends and family offer. You know, that's my favorite. So you can pass them out. There's three books along with one DVD. I think it's fascinating, Brigitte, what you just said. We should have the Bible on our nightstand and this book.
Yeah.
Because you really do tell us. I really feel personally, and Jim can chime in on this, I feel, Brigitte, that you are such a forerunner. This book was written a few years ago. I mean, none of us would have ever imagined what we're living in today. And yet you wrote this way before anybody was talking about it. And you were telling us and warning us through this book what could happen if we don't stand up. You're really, I don't know if everyone's ever called you a prophet, but you were very prophetic by writing this book and warning us way before.
Thank you. Yes, the book came out at the end of 2018. And in the book, I discuss how they are taking over our education. You know, I call it education or indoctrination. People were not even paying attention to what's happening to our kids in public schools and the brainwashing that was taking place. I talk about how the leftists and Islamists are working together and how they're coordinating together. I talk about Soros funding all the media from CNN, ABC, NBC to our universities, Columbia School of Journalism, where George Soros gave them $600,000, and how George Soros have trained and brainwashed all the journalists to basically be the talking points, the talking puppets for George Soros and his socialist policies. What I discussed in the book, if you read it now, you think, oh my gosh, did she just write this book this morning? Everything I talk about is exactly what is happening now. And I warned about this, and I was telling people, take action now. Now is the time to become engaged. Actually, in the book about the schools and what's happening in the schools, I have a section at the end, Rise Up and Act, where I teach people what you can do to make a difference in your school system, in your community, how to talk to your school board members, how to talk to your teachers, how to become influencer about what books are being taught or purchased in your school district. So this is a book that empowers people, that you know, a lot of people on our side, Jim and Lori and Mondo and Marcella, because I know you are all on the set, people on our side are educated, you know, they are informed. People who watch you, they know what we're dealing with. But a lot of people think, I don't know what to do. I'm at a loss. I feel so helpless. I know I can pray, but what can I do to make a difference? Now, I am teaching people what you can do. It doesn't matter what level you are in, from the janitor to the CEO and everything in between. Everybody can do something, whether making phone calls, whether sending emails. If you can start a group in your community, start a group. Get five of your friends or your family together and start a group. You can start it in your kitchen table or in your breakfast nook, and then we can teach you how you can start recruiting your friends, and your friends can each bring one more friend. And that's how we can take back our communities. Community organizing 101.
Yeah.
Wow.
Amen.
Wow. So good.
And I wonder how many here in this room that have gray hair. Anybody with gray hair? Or are you faking it? But if you have gray hair, you go back, you look back just 10, 20 years.
Yeah.
It's shocking where we are right now, isn't it?
Yes.
It's shocking that America could be going communist. Yeah. How could a United States of America be going communist?
Wow.
Because our leaders are driving, forcing America to become communist. And yet we're sitting back letting it happen. It can't happen. We must not. We've got to do something. Mm-hmm. And I want to tell you something. You think it's bad now? I predict within 1 year, you think it's bad?
Mm.
You won't even know America.
You're
1 year
wow,
from
I
today.
Wow, I can't believe you're saying that. I'm watching the news, hearing you guys talk, because we try to keep the news alongside with biblical prophecy and where we are. In 2018, the agendas weren't that bold to shut Christian organizations down.
Yeah, they're going to shut
your
down.
Your statement is the headline right now. USA Today, this is according to Christian Post, USA Today editor calling for Promise Keeper to be barred from Cowboy Stadium over their views.
Wow.
Get this. Promise Keeper CEO Ken Harrison said one of the things they're trying to do is they're trying to make their agenda happen by destroying the identity of the American people. If they can get Christians, specifically Christian men, to sit down, be silent, and be passive, then they can be effective. I quote with, and I end my quote with this statement. He says, and it's working.
Wow.
It's working. They're shutting the voices down of Christians, of just like you said, it's fast forwarding so fast that Christian organizations don't know how to react. They don't know where to go. They don't even begin to know where to start on how to defend themselves from this type of one individual.
Yes. And Promise Keepers was a group founded basically for men to be to commit to promise to their wives to be faithful.
Right.
And that's the thing. They want to stop it. Rajit, how do we fight back for our religious freedom today? Can we survive this? Or will we become an abomination unto God?
We can survive this if we all come together and stand up and speak with one voice, just like the left does. The left is organized and they speak with one voice. They don't worry about the little disagreements that they have amongst each other and different organizations, because the end goal is the most important thing, and that's what they're keeping their focus on, their goal, their end goal. On the conservative side, people get bickering, organizations get bickering within each other about minutiae little differences, and they take their eyes off the prize, which is the end goal, preserving America as a Judeo-Christian country founded on Judeo-Christian values and principles. Well, we are loving, where we welcome people, but we want them to do it the right way, honestly and legally. We are for law and order. We do not want our children to learn how to cheat and learn that it's okay to cheat, or lie and learn that it's okay to lie, or kill and cause harm to other people and think it's okay to kill and cause harm. We want our children to learn to honor their father and mother, to honor their parents, not to make fun of your parents and disrespect them if you don't agree with them. So the only way we're going to be able to change that is if we come together and become engaged as activists. And again, I'm not talking about people standing on the side of the road demonstrating. I'm talking about working smartly together. Everybody has a computer. Everybody has access to the internet. Go to actforamerica.org, actforamerica.org, and get involved. Start groups together. Start a group within your church. Those of you who are watching me right now, you are members of Bible study. I'm sure you have a Bible study. Why don't you ask your Bible study group to also become a group of Act for America? So you're not only engaged to study the Bible, but you are also engaged to make a difference for the country. You can devote 15 minutes before your Bible study or after your Bible study to hold your mini Act for America meeting at the same home. You can start an Act for America group in your church. You can start an Act for America group at your school. If you are a teacher, if you are a member of a Christian school, join us so together we can make a difference. We send you action alerts about bills coming down for a vote before they are voted on, so you can call your elected official and make your voice heard, and you can impact and influence the outcome of the political direction in your state. That's what we need. Again, people do not know what to do. We're teaching them what to do. Go to actforamerica.org, start a group, click on Get Involved, start a group in your community, or become an activist. And if you can stand with us and support our work financially, God bless you. We would be forever grateful for you. We all need support, and we all need to work together to make a difference for the country.
Amen. Amen.
You have said too many of our leaders are owned by China, and recently other reports have indicated that all three of America's branches of government have been infiltrated by the Chinese. Let's watch this piece from the Epoch Times.
China has just overwhelmed our society. They've overwhelmed FBI, they've overwhelmed local law enforcement, local governments. We've got to figure out how to deal with this. We have got to, on an emergency basis, remove our contacts with China until we get to the point where we can figure out and be assured that we can deal with this. But right now we can't, because they have infiltrated government, they've infiltrated media, academia, business, you name it. If it's an institution, China has tried to penetrate it. We know that China has talked about the United States in terms of being its enemy. May 2019, People's Daily, the most authoritative publication in China, declared a quote-unquote people's war on the United States. The U.S. closed the Houston consulate of China in July of last year. And the question is, well, why did they pick Houston out? There were four other consulates. Well, the State Department said, well, China was using this for espionage. Well, if that's the rationale, they should have closed all five consulates, and they should have stripped down the embassy staff to just the ambassador. I think that they chose Houston because it was being used to support violent protests in the U.S. So Radio Free Asia reports that an intelligence unit of the People's Liberation Army actually based themselves in the Houston consulate. From there, they used big data and artificial intelligence to identify Americans likely to participate in Black Lives Matter and Antifa protests, and then sent them videos on how to riot. Now, that is more than just subversion. That's an act of war. And we have seen, for instance, an official, the China Daily's European bureau chief, October 18th of last year, actually in a tweet urged Americans to go on the streets and throw petrol bombs. By the way, he was not deplatformed. But the point is, this is also an act of war. So you add all of this together and you say, well, they're trying to overthrow the U.S. government, and we don't seem to be doing anything about it.
Wow. Bridget, would you comment on that?
I can comment on the influence operation happening within our government. We knew that there had been influence operations happening within our government, and we've been talking about it for years. And this is exactly why, when President Trump took office, President Trump understood what was happening within our government. Unfortunately, he didn't understand it too much early on, because he couldn't believe that America was so bad. That's why the deep state was still there and able to thrive. He didn't fire everybody out that was under Obama and fire it three levels down to clean house, because he didn't realize how bad it was. I'm sure President Trump now, if he comes back as a president, he'll be able to clean house. But by the end, by the time he left, he knew the influence operations that we had. And that's why he was tightening the screws on all our enemies. And this is why the Chinese in particular had a vested interest in doing whatever they can to get rid of President Trump. Because look how he was able to stop them. Look how he was able to stop them in their track. And that's why now that President Trump is no longer in office, we are seeing the Chinese and the Iranians, who both have influence operations within the United States, as well as the Muslim Brotherhood, are all now doing their own thing and lobbying the deep state and trying to get away with as much as they can before the 2022 election, and certainly before the 2024 election.
We are seeing China becoming aggressive in terms of a Taiwan invasion, and are in the levels of media and levels of government. What is America doing to support Taiwan? Do you know?
Well, right now, they're not going to do anything under Biden. I mean, we knew that. Under President Trump, President Trump laid the line. So China knew not to mess around. This is exactly why you didn't see the Chinese as emboldened as now. This is why you didn't see the Russians threatening to attack the Ukraine. This is why you did not see the Palestinians in Gaza, funded by Iran, by the way, and Iran funding the Houthis in Yemen, you did not see them attacking their enemies, whether Saudi Arabia, as in the case with the Houthis in Yemen, or the Palestinians and Hamas, as is the case in Israel, is the attacks we're seeing right now. But all around the world, the enemies are emboldened because they know that Biden will not do anything. I blame the deep state that's now taking control of the country.
Wow, that's powerful. Wow.
You know, Gordon Chang, the man that we just watched, Gordon Chang is a major lawyer, probably one of the most informative voices regarding China. This is his headline that he put out a few days ago. China and Russia do not respect Biden. That's why they're testing us. What we're seeing take place right now, you know, Dr. Gordon Chan is saying we better pay attention because it's going to be a matter of events that China will continue to push us to the very end, to the point that everybody knows they want to be number one in everything.
Yes.
Taiwan wants to build one of the largest in your area, in Arizona, one of the largest factories for this technology of developing data that will mobilize everything that we do in life, from technology to vehicles to homes. They own the chip. When China found out that Taiwan was investing almost $5, $10 billion in Arizona, they said, oh, no, no, we want that power. This company is worth probably $5 to $10 trillion. You think for 1 second China is going to allow $5 to $10 trillion to be coming out of the United States? Absolutely not. When you look beyond the lines, you understand why is China messing with Taiwan? What does Taiwan have that China wants so bad that it's willing to go to war for? I go back to what this young man taught us a few years ago. It's all about data. Mm-hmm. Can you imagine where we are right now? If you don't believe that we're in Bible prophecy, can I just give you, if this little alert that we all get if you sign on to the app, gas shortages, Israel violence, Mexico border surge, COVID-19 confusion. If that's not Bible prophecy of what you taught us.
How many bombs have been dropped on Israel in the last week?
Over 1,600.
1,600 bombs. Israel is in war. This is warfare, people. It's serious. I'm going to be having more news about it in the days to come. Whole buildings are coming down. It's horrible what's going on. And we are turning against our greatest friend in the Mideast, Israel. We must never turn our back on
That's
Israel,
right,
people.
Amen.
Must never, never, never. We've had in the news recently that the religious right, they're under attack beyond anything. Let's watch this clip of a Canadian pastor being arrested because he held a church service.
Well, it looks like the police is catching us after the church service in the middle of the road. They waited with AHS, and here they are behind. So we'll see what is about to happen. Freedom in Canada, democracy in Canada, full force.
As per the injunction that was served on Arthur here and David back here, I am to place both of them under arrest for breaching the Queen's Bench order.
China, don't you guys have family and kids? Whatever happened to Canada? God keep our land glorious and free. What are they going to do when they come for your kids?
He was all because he's a pastor. You just saw a pastor, everybody.
And so they arrested him out in the middle of the highway. They pulled him over, and they're out on his knees in the middle of the highway. Mm-hmm. And then you say, oh, we're not losing our freedoms. Oh. Why are they so obsessed with closing the church? If we're all a bunch of lunatics, why don't they just let us all get together and get sick and die? I mean, you know, I'm telling you, they're obsessed with closing down the church. It's all about this book, the Bible.
That's right.
It is the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Yes.
It's the only thing that will stop the rampage towards sin.
That's right.
It's the only thing is the authority of the Word of God that will tell us, don't do this. Don't do that.
That's right.
God says this. God says that. This is God's word. And they want to make this hate speech. They're already doing it. And that means that soon they can stop my show and say, you can't do that anymore. We're on the edge. Majit, you said something about they're monitoring Jim Baker.
That they're watching us. Bridget, you said that they're watching every word we say on, you know, Christian radio, Christian TV, Christian radio.
They want to censor me. They listen to every word I speak. Billy Graham's people, Franklin Graham, is being monitored. All of them are being monitored that preach the gospel. They're the ones who they're afraid of. They're afraid of this. They're afraid of the power of the word. Do you think we're going to see what we just see we're seeing in Canada? You think we'll see that in the United States?
I hope that will never become the case in the United States. I want to believe that Americans are much more braver than that. At least Americans will stand up and fight. You know, America has a fighting spirit. And I believe when they start messing with pastors, if we ever see anything like that, the Christian community will revolt in the United States. At least I hope they will have the backbone and the conviction to stand up and fight. Look, Jesus was the first activist. We in the Christian community need to understand that it's okay to become an activist, that it's okay to stand up and fight for what you believe, to stand your ground. Look, when Jesus saw something wrong being done at the temple, he walked into that temple, he threw the tables, he told the merchants how he was feeling, he stood up for what he believed was good against wrong. And that's what we need to do in America. And we need to do it while we still have a chance. And that's exactly why it's important that churches hold church services in America. And I'm so glad to see that there are pastors in America, especially in California, who are defying orders and who defied orders during the whole shutdown in California and continued holding church services where they were able to have 5,000 people in the church who stood shoulder to shoulder and they prayed and they attended church service. Look, at a time of crisis, people need to come together and pray more than anything. Churches are as important as hospitals, if not even more important than a hospital. Because when you are fed spiritually and you are strengthened spiritually, your body, your immune system is able to fight 10 times harder. And that's why we in America stand up with your pastor, support those pastors who are bold enough to speak the truth. Like you, Jim, like the other pastors like you who have a ministry on television. We need to support you. We need to support those who are speaking the truth and those who are fighting on the front lines, like you, like me, like all the others who are fighting. And we need the Christian community, those of them who are watching us right now on this TV station, on the internet, who are playing this show probably a year down the road. We need you to stand up and be counted. Stand up and be counted, because you know what? At the end of life, no matter what happens, and you go to heaven and you are standing there before your God's going to ask you, what did you do to stand up for me when my word was under attack, when my book was under attack, when my principles were under attack, where my values were under attack? I trusted you to represent me on this earth, and you said you were a Christian. Were you a good Christian? Did you act upon your conviction? Did you stand on my word and speak with authority? I gave you the power. I gave you the knowledge. I gave you the information. I gave you the strength. Did you use it or did you betray me? That is something that each one of us have to answer when we meet our Creator at the end of our life. And I hope we will be able to answer that question the right way, where we are not embarrassed in front of our God and our Creator, where we can say, I did everything I can to stand up for good and to fight evil and to live an honest life and to follow in your footstep, to stand up and speak the truth against evildoers, to be able to walk into the temple and turn the tables, to be able to express my feelings, what I see wrong is done. And I hope all of us as Christians will stand up with our pastors, with our leaders, and defend our country and our nation and our church if we have to.
Yeah.
Amen.
I don't think anybody, Jim, I don't think anybody speaks it clearer than Brigitte Gabriel.
That's right.
She has just spoke very clearly to you. You don't have to try to figure out what she's saying. She's just told you what's going on.
Yeah.
And what to do about it.
And you need this in your library.
Yes.
You need to read it now. This is powerful. And some of the great, great people, Sean Hannity and
Judge Jeanine. We love her. Dinesh D'Souza. They've all endorsed this book, Rise, by Brigitte Gabriel.
And then the video comes with it.
Right.
And we want you to have this. So call me right now, would you? That will help us to stay on the air. And it will encourage you in this time. America's in deep trouble, deep, deep trouble. Judgment of God is coming and is already here on America. It's time to get things right with God.
Yes.
So call me right now, 1-888-988-1588. And it's toll free. And then you can get the book. Mm-hmm. And the video.
That's right.
Or if you want to order the...
The three books and one DVD set, including shipping and handling, a donation to the ministry of $60 or more.
Yeah.
That would be really good.
Yes.
That would be really good.
Yes, that's right.
Our time's gone today, and we're having so many people call for the...
Signal relief
patch.
Yes, that's right. We want to make sure to make it available to you. We're hearing amazing testimonies. We've started receiving. I do want to thank you because we asked you to send us your testimonies. We are beginning to see how this product is helping you. If you're experiencing discomfort, give it a try. We have the signal relief patch available for a $155 donation to the ministry. When you give this gift, that helps us to stay on the air, but also we're able to provide you with an amazing product that we believe will be a great blessing to you. And once again, if you're feeling discomfort, you know, we've been able to see how this product is helping many people. So that's for a donation of $155 to the ministry. That includes the shipping and handling. We also have the two-pack available, which is two signal relief patches for a donation of $295 to the ministry. And once again, we want to thank you because when you give this gift, you're helping yourself, you're helping others, but you're helping us to continue to broadcast the gospel of Jesus Christ. So thank you. Call us 1-888-988-1588. And of course, you can still visit the website, jimbakershow.com.
I want you to see this about this special, special offer today.
I kind of tested it out because I get so many things come across my desk, as you know. But what I liked about this in particular, just what the doctor said and what Michael alluded to, is that in our country today, we have the highest epidemic of opioid overdose and opioid addiction. We always say also that we don't treat, cure, or diagnose with this product, but isn't it amazing if we could offer this particular product to those families and to those individuals just to get one day of their life back, what we're all talking about? And for me, it seems very silly because I look at some of the big challenges that people are having overall, and I had worked really, really hard, and I had a lot of discomfort in my lower back going down in one leg, put it on, and this is way before Christmas, so... I've been using this quite a while, and by the time I got to my destination, which was like 8.5 hours, I couldn't believe. I got out of the car, walked without any discomfort whatsoever, any stiffness. I had to kind of think to myself, did I really feel that bad when I got in the car? But that's what's happening right across the board. But I love the feeling that we get after we share this. And recently I heard somebody say to me, you know, this is like a Tic Tac patch. Because, and I heard Lori say the same thing, no matter where we are, if somebody's not feeling well, or they're having this overwhelming amount of discomfort, and we say, okay, I take it off my person, and I hand it to them, and I'm like handing it out like Tic Tacs. And because you know what the word says? The word says that we are supposed to live without this type of discomfort. We're made by our Creator to live the ultimate abundant life. And you guys do that every single day with your show and giving people wonderful hope in the areas that they so desperately need it. So, again, this is just a tool that we can help people to live their ultimate life and really get their life back.
Wow.
My son-in-laws are crazy. They are...
They're wonderful.
Literally crazy.
he doesn't mean like they're really crazy.
No,
they're wonderfully
they're wild.
Crazy.
They went on a 10-mile climbing mountains,
yes.
climbing hills, climbing mud, going
yes.
underwater, going over, and until they couldn't even walk.
That's right.
When they got home, what did they ask for, Marcella?
They asked for the signal relief. So literally, as soon as they arrived, I called and I said, I have to get you the signal relief. And it was amazing, you know, truly watching them put it on and use it and to see how quickly the product worked and helped with their discomfort. I truly can say I was amazed by it. So
yeah.
We're going to be sharing that testimony soon, but it's amazing. It really is helping so many people in so many different ways.
Yeah.
And the signal relief is guaranteed. So
yes.
If you can try it for how
yes,
many days?
120 days, money back guarantee.
Try it for 120 days.
What do you have
if you
to
don't
live?
Like it, get your money
That's
back.
That's right.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah.
Well, we have to go. We want to thank Brigitte Gabriel for being with us
yeah.
today.
Thank you, Brigitte.
And be sure to order her book. God loves you all so much. God loves you. He really does. Bye-bye for today.
Bye-bye. We love you.
Thank you for watching today's program. We need your support now more than ever. Call us today. 1-888-988-1588. That number again is 1-888-988-1588. You can also write to the Jim Baker Show at P.O. Box 7330, Branson, Missouri 65615. Or you can make your donation and order of other products online at our website, jimbakershow.com. That number again is 1-888-988-1588. Thank you for your continued prayers and financial support. It's because of partners like you that we can continue to broadcast the gospel of Jesus Christ around the world. Now's a good time to visit our website at jimbakershow.com. Here you can find today's show offers, clearance items, and great deals. You can read our daily news feeds, sign up for our email lists, and so much more. It's a great place to catch up on recent programs and take a look back at episodes dating back to our early years at Morningside and Studio City, featuring great music, incredible guests, and in-depth teachings. Log on to our website today at jimbakershow.com.